اللهم وفقني فيه لموافقة الأبرار وجنبني فيه مرافقة الأشرار وآوني فيه برحمتك إلى دار القرار بإلهيتك يا إله العالمين بإلهيتك يا إله العالمين.
O Allah, on this day grant me compatibility with the good, and on this day keep me away from friendship with the evil, and on this day lead me in it by your mercy to the permanent abode, by your lordship, O the Lord of the worlds. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have reached the 16th day of the blessed month of Ramadan, and our topic for today from Ramadan Reflections is the righteous and the iniquitous. We see in society, in the world, that there are really two groups of individuals. There is no third. You're either a righteous individual or you're one of iniquity. It's very difficult to be on the fence, to be in the middle ground. And so we want to look at this topic today from a few verses of the Quran and some hadith which talk about the individuals who are on the opposite end of the spectrum, the ones that we don't want to be a part of, and that is those of iniquity, those of evil, of vice, of sin, those who are, in essence, deserving of the chastisement of the Most Divine. When we look in the Quran in chapter number 83, Surah Al-Mutaffifin, verse number 22, we read the following passage. Indeed, the pious shall be amid bliss. The pious or the righteous are those whom Allah has guaranteed to be in stations of greatness with Allah. These are people who perform righteous actions and who also encourage others to perform righteous actions, because it's not enough only for us to be good people. We have to be those who spread goodness in society and encourage others to be righteous, good human beings, whatever in whatever way possible that they can perform those acts of goodness at whatever level within their own life. We have a beautiful tradition, a saying from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he tells us the following. He's been quoted as saying, indeed, the vilest of people, the worst of people in the sight of Allah, is a despotic leader who is himself misguided and he misguides others. From here, we want to look at many different traditions, very short sayings of the 14 infallibles, where they talk about this issue of the worst of individuals, because we need to be aware of the both the good and the bad, but more so the bad, to be able to keep away from those actions which would lead us down a path of utter destruction of this world and of the next. And in this first tradition, the first imam has been quoted as telling us that the worst of people is that despotic leader who himself is misguided. But not only is it at that level, but he also misguides other people. It could be a political figure. It could be a religious figure. It could be a man, a woman. It doesn't really make a difference. But the issue is here is a person who is considered as a leader of a community or of a society, but he or she is not worthy of being in that position, that they are themselves are misguided, and may God protect us, that they have the ability to misguide others. Let us now look briefly at a few other short hadith as we conclude this discussion for this blessed day of the month of Ramadan. The next tradition we have states, indeed, the wickedest of people in the sight of Allah is the one who does not accept the apologies of others. Again, a very important topic, that when people come to us and they have done a wrong and they are seeking our forgiveness, we have to be open-hearted. We have to be generous to accept their forgiveness. As Allah tells us in the Quran, forgive and pardon the mistakes of others. Don't you want Allah to forgive you? So if we expect forgiveness from Allah, then the creations of Allah also expect us to forgive them. The next tradition tells us the following. Indeed, the wickedest of people in the sight of Allah is the one who is indifferent to people seeing him commit sins. It's one thing for a person to sin at home, in their private. But when that sin becomes open and it's done in the streets, it's done in the public view as we see in our societies today, we're told that that is one of the evilest, one of the most wicked of individuals, when they don't have any shame or modesty, that they are able to openly commit sins in the name of freedom, of democracy, of whatever banner they want to trumpet. That is one of the most evil of individuals. Another hadith tells us the following. Indeed, the wickedest of people in the sight of Allah are the scholars, the religious scholars, when they are corrupt. So yes, it is very much possible for an alim, for a religious scholar, to be a corrupt individual. It doesn't mean because somebody looks like a religious scholar, they wear the garb of a scholar, they speak the language of a scholar, that they are, you know, virtuous, that they are noble, that they are respectable people. No, they may have ulterior motives. We have to judge each and every individual accordingly, not to let the apparent be our judge that this person is divine or holy or respectable. No, let us judge them on their character, on their words, on their speech. Another hadith tells us the following. Indeed, the wickedest of people is in the sight of Allah is one who is a talebearer. This is a person who will hear something and go and spread it. They will embellish stories to maybe lift somebody up to a level they don't belong. Or more dangerously, they would try to remove the status of somebody who is a respectable person by making up stories, by not telling the truth when they are speaking to other individuals. They are also one of the worst in the sight of Allah. And the last hadith we mentioned for today as we conclude is the following, where we are told, indeed, the wickedest of people in the sight of Allah is one who places a wedge between friends. So you have this sometimes, that you have two people who are very close, and a third person can't stand to see that friendship. They have jealousy, they have enmity in their heart, they have some rancor within their heart, and they want to put a wedge between those two individuals, making up stories, concocting lies, fabrications. The Imam tells us that that is also one of the worst people in the sight of Allah. And so as we close, we ask Allah that we are not within the groups of any of these individuals, that we can be of the righteous, virtuous, and that we can earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.